Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nathanael asked Philip. It was a question spoken by a man who thought himself to be in control. Nathanael fancied himself to be the judge of all things God, a true Israelite who knew the Bible, a true descendant of Abraham who knew that the promised Savior was to come from Bethlehem. Clueless that Jesus actually did come from Bethlehem, Nathanael must have been quite confident in the skepticism he voiced to Philip about Jesus' credentials. Speaking of Philip, he was another one who thought himself to be in control. It's almost comical to hear him speak. "We've found the promised Savior," Philip told Nathanael. But the text is really clear that the opposite was the case. He, Jesus, found Philip, is what we hear. Both Nathanael and Philip suffered from the malady of all sinners, mass confusion about who's actually in control. You see, sinners will not abide the fact that God is the active subject and that they are the passive objects. Sinners get that direction completely turned around, as if God is forced by them to sit and wait for them to decide how things are going to be. And such rebellion is on full display here. Philip thinks himself to have searched out and found the Savior when the opposite is true. Nathanael believes himself to be capable of judging the Savior's legitimacy when in fact he has no clue about what he's talking about. That pit of backwardness and ignorance, that slough of despond, is inescapable. Calling the bad good and the good bad is the default position of sinners, and there is no hope for change. Just look at the world around. Criminals have more rights than victims. The choice of a mother is more important than the life of her unborn child. People believe their wishes and their feelings trump God's biological design of them. On and on goes this absurdity, all in a race to the bottom. Unless the Savior decides to show up and then refuses to shut up. And that is exactly what happened to Nathanael. The Savior, Jesus Christ, sought him out and in spite of Nathanael's cocksure rebellion, wouldn't shut up as he preached to him. And what a sermon it was. "I saw you under the fig tree," Jesus said to Nathanael. Jesus wasn't claiming to be the all-seeing eye here. No. With the fig tree reference, Jesus gave Nathanael the gospel promise preached hundreds of years before by the prophet Zechariah. The prophet spoke of the day when God would take away sin and the result after the Lord's forgiveness. Each person would have their very own fig tree. How do you like that? Translation, peace with God had been given to those forgiven persons. Jesus chose Nathanael and preached this promise to him, a promise given by the authority of the promised Savior. And that's why Jesus said, "I saw you under the fig tree." But then Jesus continued, "You will see greater things than these," Jesus said to a stammering Nathanael, fresh off the absolution just given him by Jesus. Jesus was telling Nathanael that not only had the promise of forgiveness made by the coming Savior been given him, but that very Savior was now the one preaching to him. And Jesus did this by preaching about, of all things, Jacob's ladder, a story an Israelite like Nathanael would certainly know. Perhaps you will recall that as the thief Jacob was on the run for his crimes, he stopped to sleep. And as he slept, he dreamt of a ladder extending from heaven to earth. The angels are going up and down the ladder, and the Lord promised Jacob that the Savior promised to his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac would also be his Savior, in spite of Jacob's thievery and manipulation. Now, who is the one who has descended from heaven? If you went back to confirmation class and you said Jesus, then you're exactly right. No one has ascended into heaven. except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man, Jesus said of himself. And that's why Jesus said plainly to Nathanael, "Very truly, I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." You, Nathanael, are literally hearing the Savior, Jesus was saying. Taken together then, we hear that in spite of Nathanael's sketchy judgment and rebellion, Jesus Christ, God Almighty in the flesh, chose Nathanael and forgave his sin just as God promised. You see, God does not lie. And when he makes the promise of the Savior, he keeps his promise. And he doesn't wait on sinners like us to decide or think about it. He is in control, not us. Well, I have news for you this morning. Heaven is opened, and Jesus Christ has descended all the way down Jacob's ladder for you. And that's why I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. That is your promise. That is your very own fig tree. So follow him, follow this Savior. Follow your Savior by becoming a giant ear, always listening to his word. It's for you. Amen.